Hallelujah. I want this word to get in your spirit. I might condense and I might exaggerate more. I don't know, amplify it if you will. But I want to talk to us today. This has been on my heart about God's daily provision. God's daily provision. Don't let your mind go down a one road. I want you to stay with me. God's got a provision for me, for you every day. In the Lord's Prayer, one of the sentences in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, that is a reference to an Old Testament in Exodus and Numbers throughout the Old Testament. But that is a reference to when God would physically feed the children of Israel. I want to bring you up to speed. In Exodus chapter 16, God provided, there was no conversation about how we're going to get fed or how we're going to get clothed or how we're going to be taken care of. There was none, Jason, none whatsoever. There was no talk of that. God had a plan. And it says in Exodus 16, 14, he says, "And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance, as fine as frost on the ground." Now, a lot of people believe the Lord just throwed bread out. That's not really true. And so when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" What is it is the actual Old Testament definition of manna, because they saw it and said, "What is it?" I hope some of you see God today and say, "What is it?" It's something brand new. It's something God wants to give you. He says, when the children saw it, they said one to another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Watch this. In Exodus 16, 21 says, "So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted." So think of it this way. Every morning you get up and it looks like a frost out on the ground. It's real fine, real small seeds. And they would have to go out and gather that according to their need. I guess if you wasn't hungry today, you didn't have to get any. But you keep waiting, you're going to need some. I feel like that's the way with our hurts and our pains. We keep pushing off. We don't need to deal with that today. We don't need to. But there's coming a time where you have a need for what God has. And they would go out and get this grain, and then they had to do something with it. He says, if you read on and do a study on, they had to make it into bread. See, God provided what was necessary, but they had to go get it and do something with it. God can heal you. God can do it right now, and you not do a thing. He probably won't. But he could. He can, and he could. But throughout the Bible, when God is dealing with people, there's also a requirement other than going to the cross, salvation on his part, and there's still your part. You got to come to him. But you didn't have to die. It always requires us doing something. In Psalm 78, verse 24, it says this. The psalmist said, "And he rained down manna on them to eat." Not bread, and I don't have to do anything for it. And Lord, I don't like this. This is stale. Throw it out of your tent. It was fresh every morning. You know, I get hurt a lot. You get hurt a lot. We go through stuff a lot. We go through life. We call it life. We don't like life. The things that happen to us, sometimes we don't like it. There's some things I'd like to change about life. There's some hurt I'd like to get out of my life. There's some things that I've dealt with in my life that I'd like to get out of my life. But I can't. I can't get them out. I have to deal with them. God's given us daily provisions. See, you get hurt on a daily basis. You relive, that old hurt will come back up on you every day if you ain't careful. And God says, I've given you something every day to deal with that hurt, that pain. Every day you can come to me for what you need because I have it. He says, and he rained down manna on Psalm 78:24. On them to eat, and given them the bread of heaven. One translation said it was the corn of heaven. One said it was the grain of heaven. Meaning, it's just not bread. You got to come and get what God has and do something with it. Verse 25 says, and men, speaking of the children, ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. They lacked nothing. God can heal every hurt and every pain all the way to the fullest, Brother Floyd Honeycutt says, to the max. To the max. He can heal you to the maximum. You can't contain no more. It's all the way full. I like to fill up my lawnmower to the max, to the fullest. It's got a funny deal on it, and it'll bubble out at you. And I'll let it settle, and I'll put more in it. Let it settle, and I'll put more in it. Then when I start driving it, it starts leaking out. Because they had a plan. They knew what was full. And I thought, well, I want a little more. God knows how to fill you up and you won't leak out. Come on, somebody. Verse 26, Psalm 78:26. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought a south wind. He also rained meat on them like the dust. And in case you were unfamiliar with Scripture, he explains it. He said, feathered fowl like the sands of the sea. It was meat. Some kind of bird, maybe quail, I don't know. Might even been wrapped in bacon. I don't know. I just know that it was a feathered bird because he said it was feathered. And he sent it in. He caused the winds. This is what God will do for you. He'll cause the winds to change directions and they can't fly against it. He'll push them right to you. He's been pushing your healing towards you for a long time. Some of you a long, long time. He's pushing it. He's blowing it towards you. But you don't have to eat it. But I believe today, some of you are beginning to nibble on some healing of some hurt and some pain to be delivered of this hurt and this pain. This is a daily provision. Now, you say, well, that's Old Testament. Let me give you some New Testament stuff. Yeah, you can get better than that. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life. We sang about it in the first song. Do you know I never pick songs? See, I don't know what they're going to sing until I show up. Boy, that's something, isn't it? Say, was that God? I don't know. You can think whatever you want to. I think it is. Don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? This it? Is this it? I mean, is this what we think? Well, this it? I look in the mirror and say, my God, is that it? When I was 18, I said, I'll never be fat. Come on. I'll always have hair. Oh, I got it. Don't be laughing. I got it. You just can't see it. Come on, somebody. He's humorous. I didn't think I'd look this way. I thought, why can't that old fella bend over? I don't know. I don't know how he can't. I know what I have to do now. Is this it, though? Is life that you're going through and the pain that you're in and the hurt, is this it? Is this life? No. He asks that or says that statement in question form. He says, is this it? He says, verse 26, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. I'm talking about daily stuff. He says, men, don't worry about this stuff. Are you not more value? Do you not have more value than the birds? I think I do. Matthew 6:32, jump down a few verses, and says, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. While I'm here, I'll just preach here a second. We're seeking for all of the things that can fix us on the outside. We go to programs, we read the right books, we listen to the right stuff, we go to the right psychologist. Nothing wrong with these things now, but we do all of these things trying to fix us because that's life. That's what we do in life. He says, they're seeking this stuff. We forget that he's the God who takes care of all stuff, that he provides your every need down to what you physically need to live. Verse 32 says, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And I like this verse. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What things? Well, the physical provisions. Now, you can't just get in your closet somewhere and pray and not have to go to work. That's not what it's talking about. If you do that, you're going to, I don't know where you're going to pray. It ain't going to be in a closet because you ain't got no money. You won't have no house. Don't think I'm preaching that away because I'm not. You know me. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. He's saying, you've got enough stuff today, and I've already started 2,000, 3,000 years ago providing you for the daily provision for today, because your trouble's coming today, and I got stuff to fix your troubles today. Don't worry about tomorrow. They'll show up with something different. People have sat with me before and said, well, I think I'm just going to move and get away from my problems. Here's my number one response. Well, go on and do that, but be sure when you get there, you say hello to that fellow that's opened up that door, because your troubles have beat you there, and they're just waiting for you to show up. God says, deal with your problems. Let me deal with your problems. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow's trouble. Now, this give us this daily bread is more than materialistic things. It's more than food. It's more than clothing. It's more than houses. Matter of fact, I'm going to change gears with you. I just set you up to let you know that God cares about those things, but there's another side of you that God cares about as well. And that's how you hurt, what you feel, the things you're going through, that pain that you're carrying around. God cares about that too. And he's given you a daily portion of him, if you stay in him, that is sufficient to cover your hurt and your pain of today. Now watch this. Our daily bread is also for our emotional scars in our hurts. Daily provision is for that. God just didn't talk about the daily things of life to eat and to be nurtured that way and put on clothing and where to live. He's talking about here because he's more concerned about your spirit and your heart than he is about your body. Because your body, just like when I thought I was 18, I'd never get old. I thought my daddy would live forever. He's still living, but he's as sure as a whole lot slower than he was a few years ago. You're not going to live forever, and God knows that, but I tell you what, you can take your hurt and your pain that happened 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it can go with you, and if you don't get healed from it, it'll take you to a place you don't want to go. I'm not talking about hell. I'm talking about the grief and the sorrow, and you'll have unforgiveness in your heart. And God says, I have provided a way out of that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it's a short verse, but oh, if we could get this in our spirit. Casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. The word care there simply means to divide, proportion, and I love this definition, to assign to someone. You ain't getting it. To divide a portion or to assign to someone. Casting all of your care. I think I'm going to assign my hurt and my pain to God. I'm just going to give him that portion of me. He says, do it. He says, cast it. I looked up the word cast. You know what the word cast means? It means to heave with force. That's what it means. It means to heave it. Lord, I hope you take this. I hope you take this from me. I'm going to leave it at the altar. Lord, I hope you. I don't know if you can. And the devil's on your ear telling you, you know, everybody knows. And you've been dealing with this for years. I don't think it's going to work. Yeah, you're right. No, he says, cast it, to heave it, to get rid of, push it away. Some of you need to start pushing your hurt and your pain away. You need to cast it away from him and say, it's not mine anymore. I've been forgiven. He goes on to say this, cast your care upon him. For he, meaning God, cares for you. Desires you to cast, to heave upon him something that you're not designed to carry. God never designed you to carry hurt and pain. He didn't. Why do you think you have to? Well, I'm afraid of what people may say. They're already talking about you. They already know. Hello? They already know. It's just you. You, as the children of Israel, when they were in Exodus, they were coming out, they had to go out and every day get provisions to go back to the camp to grind up, to build over a fire and make bread. Every day it was a process. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm not telling you it's a one and done thing. I'm telling you that every day God has provisions for every hurt and every pain and every offense you've ever encountered or that you will ever encounter today. But you got to go do something. Psalms 34:17 says this, the righteous cry out. And the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. That word trouble also means cares. All of your stuff, all of your garbage. If I brought my stuff in here in a big old 55, well, it had to be maybe a big garbage truck. I got that much. And I dumped it right up here, it would stink. It smelled terrible, and you say, what are you doing with that stuff here? I don't know. I just know that I don't want it anymore. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do with it. I don't care what he's going to do with it. I just know I am not going to carry it anymore. It's too much weight. It carries me down. I can't live life. I'm stinking with this stuff. I'm overburdened. My marriage is in trouble. My relationship with my kids are in trouble. My relationship with God is in trouble. My relationship with people, I'm unhappy. Well, I'm preaching to somebody. But I'm unloading my stuff on him because he said to. He just said, cast it on me, him. The Lord is near those, Psalms 34:18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as have a contrite spirit. Are you broken in your heart today? You feel like you feel like you're all alone? You feel like whatever you're going through, you can't get out of? You feel like that I'm trapped in this thing, and I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and I still go back to that thing. I still go back to that, whatever it might be. You put it up, you name it. I keep going back to that. I just can't seem to stop it. And the moment I feel like I've got over it, and I'll go for a few months, and there it happens again. God has daily provision for you today. And when you're doing good, you still got to eat some provisions. You still got to go out when everything's going good, and you got to gather you up some provisions so they can give you nutrition so that you can live today until you get to that point. You got to do the same thing with the Word of God. When you're doing good, you get in God's Word and you stay in God's Word, because there'll be a time where tomorrow's troubles will come back. They'll crop up when you think everything's going good, and there they are waiting on you when you come home from work. Philippians 4:6 says this, be anxious for nothing, but in some stuff that's not too hard for God. Come on, that ain't what it says. But in everything, I don't know what you're going through, but everything is included in it. In everything, by what? And what? By prayer and supplication, getting alone with God, believing God to do what his word says he can do. That's just like the children is. They had to go out and gather it and come back and make it. Well, guess what? You're going through trouble, but you got to pray and believe with supplication. You met on it. You say it to God. Here it is, God. It's yours. I'm giving it to you. That's your part. With thanksgiving, thank you, God, that I'm fixing to come out of my pit. Thank you, God, that I've been hurting and I've been in pain, but I'm coming out. Lord, I'm thanking you. I don't feel like giving thanks right now, but I know the Bible says that in all things I ought to give thanks. So, Lord, here's my thanks, the best I can get it off my tongue, the best I can get it out of my lungs. Lord, I'm thanking you that I'm coming through this pit. I'm coming through this heartache. I'm coming through this struggle. I'm coming through this addiction. I'm coming through. Let your requests be made known to God. What a novel idea. I've literally, David, had people say, well, God already knows. Well, duh. He knew your dumb self was going to sit here and tell me that too. But he still loves you, and he's still pushing. He's pushing. He's caused a south wind and a north wind to come to you so you can be healed. He knew that too. Let them be known to God. I've sat down before on the side of my bed, almost under my bed, laid across my bed, going down the road, and said, God, do you know what I'm going through? God, do you understand how much I'm hurting? God, do you understand how much I feel betrayed by you right now? Do you understand sometimes you do feel like a Mary and a Martha and said, God, if you'd have been on time, if you'd have just showed up when I thought you should have, God, we would be different today. My brother wouldn't be dead. You know what they were doing? They were letting their requests be made known to God. If you'd have just been here. Didn't you know I sent for you? Do you know how much that hurt me? I thought we were in ministry together, God. I thought my brother Lazarus was your friend, and you see how I'm hurting. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching to somebody today. I think God, maybe under it doesn't tell us in Scripture, but I think God under his breath said, oh, I do. But I'm using this for a purpose. In verse 7, after we make our request known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I need to explain and unpack this just a minute. We're going to try to get out of here in a little bit. I don't really care if we make 12 or not. I gave you a break last week and the week before. And the peace of God. Those three words can be summed up, and there is a definition. It simply says this: national tranquility. In other words, this: in everything that you are, everything that's going on in your life, the whole compass, just like America has, we're a nation. You're a nation. Everything within you is tranquil. It's at peace. That's the peace of God. I mean, there's nothing untouched that's unscathed that doesn't have peace on it. You know he died for that, right? You know that's part of the cross. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He died so that you can be peaceful. Why are the Christians so unpeaceful? Why do we walk around with so much hurt and so much pain when we know that all we got to do is cast it, heave it to him, and say, here it is, God. I want peace. Why do you think every time we leave, I pray for the peace to blanket every rooftop? It's just important as anything else. You need to walk in peace, because when you don't walk in peace, there's turmoil and there's confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. And God you get mixed up in confusion in your head, and you're thinking God ought to do something like a Martha and Mary. If you'd have just come, God said, I never did tell you I was coming that time anyway. You're the one preconceived the idea that I ought to show up here. And God says, I show up when I want to, because I can do what I want to, and I can change what I want to if you'll let me change it. Martha and Mary, if you'll let me change it, I can change him. I can heal him, raise him up if I want to. God can heal you if you're hurting your pain if you want him to. If you want him to. See, that's going to be your biggest challenge today, if you want him to. You don't have to go out and gather up the grain and stuff, but if you want him to. If you really want him to heal you today of your hurt and your pain, he can. If you really want him to heal you today, he can, but you're going to have to do something. You've got to turn it loose. It says, in this peace of God which surpasses. That Greek word there is hooper echo, like a shout, like echoing in a canyon. Echo. You ever been on one of them? You sound out and you say Jesus or whatever it is you say when you stand on the side of the mountain, and it just goes and goes and goes and goes, and you don't know where it stops. You just know that you can't hear it anymore. But does it stop? It just keeps going and going. And going, wave, riding the next airwave and the next. But it says it surpasses. This word, hooper echo, is to stand out, to over the top, to be above. Oh, I like this. To be superior in rank, authority, and power. God's peace, this peace of God, surpasses. It stands over the top in superiority, or it should in your life. Just stands over and hovers over and says, yeah, I'm over the top. I tell you what, I'm going to take over right here. I'm in authority. I'm going to let peace, this peace of God, surpass all of your intellectual thinking. Everything that right here, he says this. Surpasses all understanding. That simply means the intellectual faculty. Isn't that something? If we can get our spirit to get a hold of the peace of God and get rid of the intellectual thinking that I don't know if God can. The peace of God will overshadow you the minute you stop trying to figure out God. The minute you quit trying to be a Martha and a Mary. Come on, somebody. The minute you quit trying to be the disciples on a ship that's tossed when the wind is waved and is tossed to and fro. And what is God doing? What is Jesus? He's in the bottom of the ship. He's asleep. I think he had national tranquility. He's just asleep. Why? But he's Jesus. He knew what he could do. He's fully God and he's fully man. I can't explain all that. All I know is he's fully God and he was fully man in the bottom of a ship. And humanity came out and 12 disciples or however many was on there, and they run down to him and they said, "Hey, Jesus, are you crazy? Because we are about to go under. Do you see the fear and the pain and the hurt? What are we going to tell our family? Are anybody going to find us? We're going to drown right here." Boys, it's going to be all right. Because the peace of God is here. May I tell you today that it's going to be all right. The peace of God is here. He's going to overshadow all of your hurt and all of your pain. And I love this part, and I close with this verse. John chapter 14, verse 27. This is what my Jesus said to Marty. "Peace I leave it with you." If you read that, he's fixing to leave. He's fixing to go back to heaven. But he says, "I'm going to leave you peace." What kind of peace? It's the same word that is used over here when it says the overshadowing. I'm on the top. I've got authority. That same peace, he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace," there it is again, if you're not getting it, "I give to you." Are you leaving it? I'm going to leave it. I'll just spread out here on the altar. Then I'll just give you some. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Watch this. Here's the key. "Not as the world gives do I give to you." Not on world standards, not on what a doctor says, not on what a psychologist says, not on what a druggist may tell you that this pill will heal this and take care of this. I'm here to tell you, it's not what the world thinks, but it's what God says. It's what the Holy Ghost says. It's what the Word of God says, that I give you my peace, and it's my peace I can give to you, and you can have it. He goes on to sum up this awesome scripture with, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Why would he say that? Because he knows tomorrow and he knows humanity. And if we're not careful, he says, don't let it be there. That means it has the option to be there if you let it. Don't let it. Let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. How do you keep that? How do you keep my heart being troubled? How do you keep it me from being afraid, God? You know this is a big deal. I got to tell people, you know it's a big deal, God. Peace. The overshadowing peace. It's not by man's standards. It's by God's standards. What's people going to think about me? Don't know, nor do I care. What will I do with this thing? How is this going to change my life for the better? going to do to my relationship is going to heal it. What's going to do to my relationship with me and God is going to make it stronger. I don't know why cancer comes to two beautiful people like you and Dale. I have no idea. I won't try to even give you the answer. This is what I know. God's given you peace to walk through it, once with you and once with Him. God will do it. God will do it. Don't be afraid. Don't let it. It's hard, Pastor. Didn't say it wouldn't be. Matter of fact, the Bible says if you let it, it will be fearful. That's what it says. And if you turn this just around, neither let it be, let your heart be afraid. Guess what? It has the option to be afraid if you let it. Get in God. I just believe, I've been praying on this message, and I believe people are being healed today of hurts and of pains, of scars that's from way back that nobody even knows. That back in the back of the back of the back in the back room, covered up under some old stuff that you almost forgot about, until the enemy says, as you were growing a little bit, the Lord said, hey, you remember that little thing back there, don't you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Liar, liar. See, Pastor, I don't even know where to go from here. Well, I'm going to tell you where to go. Just like the children of Israel got up every morning, got their little physical bowl or bucket or whatever it is they had, and went out and gathered the substance for the day to go make bread, here's what you do. You get up out of your seat and you come right down here to this altar. It's just symbolic. God requires you to do something. Can He do it in your seat? Yeah. How long have you been struggling with, though? 1 year, 2 years, 6 months, 10 years, 15 years? You've been struggling with that? You got that hurt and that pain? Well, you want to keep doing that because you've been coming and sitting. Do something for the... Just take a step of faith. That in itself don't heal you, but it's a step of faith. Just come and let the Lord heal you. I got people begin to come. Can I get some prayer people coming right now? Right now, prayer people, come right now. If that's you, I want you to come. I want you to make your way. You can be healed today. But it's going to take an effort from you to start. You've got to start. Is that you? Are you in this building? You say, I've been hurt so much, so many times over the same thing, and I fall back victim to that. That's all right. God knows. He says, I know what you have need of before you ever ask. I need some ladies. Come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost is moving in the house. If this ain't you, you'd be praying for somebody sitting right beside you, because it might be them. It might be a husband and a wife that need to be healed this morning. Come on. It might be a family that needs to be healed this morning. It just might be that God has appointed you to be here today for healing to take place in your life. Is that you? I want you to come. I want you to make your way this way. I want you to get up and I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to pray. Come on, saints. I need you to pray. We're participators this morning. We're not spectators. I need you to pray that God, the Holy Ghost, Lord, would so move on somebody today. So move on the heart today. Lord, that we would relinquish it. We would say yes to the Lord. Yes, Lord, here I am. Yes, Lord. Heal me of my hurt. Give me peace. Give me peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, somebody. Pray, 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 saints. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're always on time. You're always on time, God. Lord, it may seem like we're going under. It may be like we're bobbing, Lord, but you're right there, God. Lord, if we'll reach out to you today, Lord, if we'll extend a hand today, God, you'll reach down to where we are. Woo! Scripture tells us that your hair's not too short. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for healing people in this place. I thank you, God, for delivering. Thank you, God. Thank you for healing, delivering, and setting free. Lord, heal us of every hurt and every pain. Father, I thank you. Lord, I pray that love and forgiveness, Lord, would so overwhelm her today, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for healing our hurts and our pains. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you know our hurts and our distresses, Lord. Lord, you know when we cry, God. You know when we're upset, God. God, you even know in our heart when we say, where are you, God? Where are you at, God, in this situation? God, do you even care? He does. He cares. He cares so much. He says, give it to me. He cast it on me. Heave it to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing our hurts.
take a stand. And I remember how you loved me when I couldn't love myself. Oh, Jesus, I was lost in the water, but I never went under, 'cause you were always on time. Jesus, when I went through the fire, you were right there beside.
Lord, can I get a shout of praise to the Lord today? Hallelujah. I just got to believe God's doing something in this house and something in your heart, something in your spirit today. Will you let the peace of God, will you let him just reign in your life? Will you let him, will you just let him overthrow you? We hear about governments being overthrown. Maybe we ought to let our fleshly government be overthrown by the Holy Ghost. Maybe just let him come in and say, I'm tell you what, I'm going to cause a coup. I'm kicking the old one out and I'm coming in. And I'm going to be set up and I'm never going to leave. Look, I'm just naive enough to believe this book, because I've lived this book. And I preach to you today from a something that, from a place that hurt me years ago. God can heal you. But you know what? I got healed of that. Rusty, you know what? Tomorrow showed up with a whole new set of hurts. And a whole new set of pains. And a whole new set of challenges. This showed up and there they were. It's called life. It's called people. It's called, you got to go through life. And they show up. It's sin. It's whatever you call it. But this is what I know. Peace I leave with you. Amen. And peace I give you. Come on, somebody. You can get through it. But you're probably going to have to get up and go get you a daily dose of some heavenly grain. Grind you up some old word. Mix it in your spirit. And eat of his word as he tells us to. As we take the Lord's Supper. His word is, it's my flesh. Eat of it. Take of it. Be healed. Be delivered. Be set free. In his word. In his word. In his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, there's a lot of people in this place that need the physical healing as well. There's a lot of associated people in our church that need divine healing. I'm just naive enough to believe that too. Why you do? Why you like that, Pastor? Because I've seen it. Stuff. You don't want it, have you? You've seen some terrible things on x-rays. You've seen what man's medicine can do. And I believe in that too. But sometimes you get to a place where God's got to do it. Medicine won't work. And I still believe. Bobby, you still believe in the power of prayer. Bobby prayed for his precious wife when we prayed in this church for your precious wife to be healed. We leaned on that. We leaned on medicines. We leaned on the knowledge of doctors. We leaned on it all, and we leaned in heavy. Didn't happen. But I still believe. I still believe that God can. But here's what I know. She's in heaven. If she was to look down over the portals of heaven, she'd say, oh, don't. Man, I'm glad your prayers didn't work. Man, I'm glad I didn't get healed because, man, woohoo, this is an awesome place. All of you can come here. So don't disregard that, but don't disregard God can heal today. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call you the front. Here's what I want you to do. If you're sick in body, I want you to stand up. And if you're sick, Stacey, I want you to stand up. Mary, would you stand up for your dad? Just don't you stand up. If you have a loved one that is sick and that's not here, will you just stand up? Will you just stand up with them right now? Will you just stand up? You have a loved one that is sick that needs God to divinely intervene. If you're by somebody that's not standing, will you just reach over and put your hand on them? And will you pray for them? Just move over. It's all right. We ain't got no diseases. Just reach in somewhere. Got one. Miss Millie is not standing, but she's got her hand up right there, right here, right up there. Will you pray right up there? Can I get somebody to, right up there? Do I have somebody going up top? I need somebody back there by Linda. And can I get somebody up here? Can I get somebody over here? I need some hands laid on somebody. Here, Shannon, will you go right over there and pray? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just believe it. I believe it. I believe it. You got to Gage, I need you right here. Yeah, Joseph, right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that are sick in body. Lord, we pray for divine healing. Lord, we pray for a good report. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would touch them. Lord, that you would heal them. Lord, the first speed of recovery. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, we lift you up. Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. You may be magnified in your life. Today. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, with a couple of more lessons, she's going to be all right singing. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm going to bless you as y'all keep playing and y'all believe or you stay, but I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we pray your face would shine upon us. We find favor with God and with men. Lord, an increase in prosperity and job promotions and raises. Lord, daily provision would come our way. And that peace would rest and blanket every rooftop. So that when we lay down this afternoon or this evening, that sweet sleep would come to our spiritual soul. In our physical bodies. In the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says, why don't we do this? Why don't everybody just shout when we leave? Say hallelujah. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.